The Cleaner, Episode 6, Cleaning Up, by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, translated by Martin Reib, narrated by Chris Jenkins for Saga.
"How come you're looking at that again?"
Mark Halberg asked, making Roland's already tense body give a shudder. He hadn't heard him come in. Roland had turned up early because he wanted time to read the coroner's report concerning the suicide of Julius Habekost again. Karina had gone to Sealand along with Victor Ina Voldsen.
"Good morning, Mark."
"Oh, just checking something," he mumbled.
"I see that it concerns Julius Habekost. But that case has been closed, Roland."
Mark hung his jacket on the hall stand and straightened his tie. He would be conducting a press conference today regarding a disciplinary issue he'd been investigating alongside Victor Ina Voldsen. A police officer on duty at emergency services had responded inappropriately to a citizen who had dialed 112.
"I know, but..."
Mark looked at his watch and decided that he had enough time for a cup of coffee.
"Fancy a cup?"
he asked from the coffee machine. Roland mumbled something in the affirmative. Mark put down the cup next to him and sat down on the other side of the desk behind his own computer screen.
"By the way, how did your friendly chat with the Commissioner of Police go yesterday afternoon?"
he asked a bit too cheerfully. It had not been at all cheerful. Roland had had to come up with a plausible story as to the recovery of the cigarette pack wrapper with Gregor Petro's fingerprint without mentioning Anne Larson's role in the matter. When he had let a thought swirl around his head several times during the night, it had become so realistic to him that he could easily present it to the commissioner without feeling as if he was lying, and that let him save his hide and avoid reprimand for using the resources of the National Police to work on a private matter. "I'm sure you must have heard about the woman the two dustmen found dead in an alley this morning, haven't you?" Roland asked.
"I have. The drug addict."
The online news claimed that she was. A completely ordinary drug overdose. But that happens to be Eva Meyer Carlson they found, with a syringe in her neck. Patrick Asp's wife.
"Wasn't she a drug addict as well? I seem to recall something about..."
"Yes, when Asp was part of the gang scene, they were both on drugs. But things changed when she became pregnant with their child. Patrick Asp withdrew from the gang scene and as far as I know, there weren't any drugs involved.
When she was expecting the baby, Patrick Asp strangled with his bare hands."
"Yes, but that's another matter. What's interesting is that his wife was in a relationship with, you wouldn't believe it, Gregor Petrov."
"The cleaner? She was in a relationship with... Bloody hell."
Mark went silent and scratched his red beard.
"How on earth do you know about that?"
Roland took a sip of coffee. "I know a reporter. They always know a thing or two. But that means there is a connection between Patrick Asp and the cleaner. The cleaner probably ought to be careful if he's having relations with Patrick Asp's wife. According to the stories, people like that don't take kindly to that sort of thing. Listen, will you? From Asp, there is another connection to both Carl Dalarup, who sentenced him, to Vivian Elsted, who failed to free him, and
to Julius Habekost, who supplied Asp with narcotics and mobile phones in prison. Is that why you're looking over his coroner's report again?"
"Yes. If the cleaner is involved, it might not be a suicide. Maybe in Vivian Elsted did not crash her car by accident, and Carl Dalarup, who even knows what happened to him? There are no new developments in that case."
"But still, Roland..."
Mark leaned back in his chair with a pensive look and shot him a puzzled glaze.
"Why would somebody kill Habekost?"
"That's the question." Mark suddenly smiled.
"Does that mean you managed to convince the commissioner that the plastic wrapper you managed to sneak in with proper evidence was connected to the suicide, and thus to the case of George Marsh and Leif Scoffby?"
Roland nodded eagerly.
"But that case is closed, Roland. How..."
"The police interrogated both George and Leif again last night. Catching Gregor Petrov is a very high priority with both the Danish police and Interpol."
"Even so, Roland, it's not an IPGU case anymore."
"I know, but..." Mark suddenly stood up and looked at his watch again. "This is a very interesting development, Roland, but I have to get going. I'll see you later." "All right. Good luck facing the press." Roland went back to studying the coroner's report about the dead prison guard and the pictures of his battered corpse. One might wonder if...